Good morning, everyone. Welcome to my home. For those that don't know me, I am Amy and I'm the curate at Greyfriars and New Hope, mostly New Hope. It's wonderful to be with you today. I'm going to be talking to you today on Palm Sunday, mostly aimed at the adults. So if the children would like to get on with some arts and crafts, some of the palm crosses, then please feel free to get on with those activities. Or you can always watch me later if you'd like to get on with your children now. I'm not exactly Paw Patrol or Taylor Swift, so I completely understand if the children would like to ignore me. So it's awesome to be with you today. I'm not kidding you. I realise that I can't see you, but I am a witness to our togetherness, and it's wonderful to share this time with you and to be thinking of you during this time. It's brilliant. It's shiny and it is glory. So let's turn to John 17, where we find the words, Father, the hour is here. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. Here Jesus is praying to our Heavenly Father. When John scribed these words, did he record what he actually saw? Perhaps Jesus looking upwards? Or was he trying to convey the change in focus while witnessing Jesus? Well, it's the same lesson. When you pray, look with all your being to God and not to the things you're holding up in prayer. Fix your gaze first on the Father who loves you. His love is wider and higher than the issues we bring to him. No matter how large they seem, he is greater. Maltman says to us that whoever gazes only at the enemy becomes the enemy himself. In other words, what you focus on is going to be magnified. So let's magnify our loving Father today. Let's magnify love. Let's become what we believe in. This is a new sort of eternal life between humankind and our loving God, birthed in the world each day, in our hearts, the temples occupied by the Most High. The relationship between Jesus and Father utterly magnify the other. Extraordinarily close and trusting, but not designed in any way to be exclusive. This is the relationship that we are welcomed to join in. An arm around us by the divine community. What a thought that we too, in each moment, can be consumed into this glory. And we may have a little bit of time over the next few weeks. Some of us will. Let's spend some time practicing that. Let's spend some time dancing with the community of God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Perhaps even if we don't feel like dancing and singing, we could try it anyway. Let's not become obsessed with technology or watching the media dance, but turn back to our first love, the very source of our breath. Let's magnify love by gazing in that direction. Last Monday, we spent an hour in silent prayer together for Silent Hope, and I wrote a poem called Ancient Sighs, and that talks of that glory that wraps itself around us as we accept the Father's love. Let me read you a little bit of it. The colours of life make me blink. The brightness and the dank so represented in the day we live, where the shell of my being is fragile and confused. The soul is lifted by the deep sighs of love calling me home. The wonder of this day is the gift to breathe. The heartache remains where many know little of those holy sighs that bring glory inwards, that bring glory as a holy bandage around our heads. Heal your people, Lord. Bring them back to the canvas meeting place of the Ancient of Days. So let us go back to begin to imagine ourselves on the day that echoed the prophecies and the Psalms, where we stand at the gates to Jerusalem. And we see approaching quite a crowd. We stand back, obviously, because we're keen to keep our social distancing. We're trying to get a view without actually rubbing shoulders with any of the sweaty horde. We see a man, just a normal looking fella, but he's riding on a donkey. Right at the crest where the Mount of Olives begins its descent, the whole crowd of disciples burst into a chaotic praise over all the mighty works they have witnessed. And some Pharisees from the crowd said to the donkey man, "Teacher, get your disciples under control." But the man said, "If they kept quiet, the stones would shout their praise." People raise palm branches, lay them down with their clothes on the road as they welcome and they put a welcome mat before him. They shout, "Hosanna," with the same kind of love I suspect we feel when we are joined together in community, like today. Or when we're excited that it's a Cafe Hope morning and we'll share the teas and the cakes that we've made. Share the honesty of good friendship. Smile into each other's lives. Or these days, when we're out of our houses and clapping, we're clapping our hands together, shedding a tear for our dear NHS. Those brilliant people putting their lives at risk for the sake of us all. Bless them, Lord. Protect them. Cover them. Keep them. Obliterate their fears with your love and shine down upon them. So that is the glorious, gorgeous spirit of togetherness, that despite the randomness of the situation we find ourselves in, the clapping of our palms, our hands, the hands of Jesus the Messiah. It's Palm Sunday. Let's wave our palms with the crowd welcoming Jesus. We're hoping for a miracle, hoping for a saviour, trusting in him, hoping with real enthusiasm that we have been humbled, so we will be lifted. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Hosanna in the highest. The royal welcome. Blessed is he who comes, the King. In God's name, all is well in heaven. Glory in the high places. This is the prophet Jesus. This is the one from Nazareth in Galilee. So Jesus can be seen clearly now, and we can join the crowd today. We are celebrating his presence with us. Let his presence take our gaze and keep us steady through the anxiety, through the boredom, the frustration, the strangeness. Many people are coming to meet him excited as they have heard that Lazarus has just been raised out of the tomb. Astonished, it's true, Lazarus lives. The whole city is shaken, unnerved. What's going on here? The skeptics and the atheists are confused as the whole world are turning to follow this miracle maker. He can raise people to new life. He can cut through the suffering of our souls with new shards of hope. Melody, dance, sing, raise your flags. Be determined in worship. The King arrives amongst us. I'm excited for Palm Sunday, but its arrival hangs in the air, balanced out with the feeling of knowing that this celebration starts the downward tumble towards Good Friday. The joy and yet the devastation of witnessing death. What it looks like to be left bereft in that place of unknowing, lacking control over what lies before us. Perhaps we can relate to this joy of being together and yet also of the uncertainty of life at the moment. Perhaps we have all been feeling that anxiety lately. Well, each day has enough trouble of its own, so let's be determined in trying to live in the now here of our lives together and remember God's grace. Through many dangers, toils and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. So it's amazing grace that teaches us that life in the Spirit is not an easy life, but life in Spirit is here where we are, each and together, surrounded by divine love, by the peace that calls us into a new understanding, a new eternal life. Yes. Jesus walks from Palm Sunday down the road towards the cross. That doesn't take away our jubilation of knowing that we do have a mighty Saviour, an inseparable love with the Father. But the cross does tell us that any church built on love is also a church that is built on suffering. And we need to walk truthfully together through that. The refreshing beauty is that Jesus' suffering ended with him sitting up on the gravestone, resurging into earthly life. And by God's amazing grace, ours does too. God carries us through the celebration and palm waving, through the suffering and through the death, into a new day where glory is all around. We may not see this yet, but I have faith to share and I have witnessed it. This is the way of love, possible through living close to disadvantage, close to each other in our suffering. Suffering can teach us many things, can't it? It can teach us humility. It can teach us how little we know of love's enormity. So love is the goal, And the way to love is through prayer and through solidarity with suffering. And we believe in a suffering God, a self-giving God, a crucified God, a God of love, a God of joy, but also of lamentation and suffering. This is the Jesus that we lay our palms down to on the ground as a welcome mat, and we wave our palms high to. I'm 45 and I'm no spring chicken, and I'm desperately trying to remain on that path to learn the practice of love and how to love in each moment of my life. To love as Jesus loves, we must accept that connection to the source of love. So let's go back to the glory place. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. How am I beckoned into that glory? How am I held in that glory even through these strange days of loss, quiet and change? Only when we rest in God can we find the safety, the spaciousness, the scary freedom to be who we are, who to be all that we are, and much more than we think we are. Only then, when we live by love, can we really feel, touch and taste the belonging, the certainty of love beyond death. So Christ is the blueprint for this reality, bringing all of history together from before the Big Bang to the end of time to wholeness. Paraphrasing Paul's words to the Colossians, God made absolute fullness reside in him. In Christ, everything is reconciled. God holds all things together in him. This means that there's no ground for hating or excluding or torturing or even whining, because we all belong to God, even our enemies. And perhaps this is why Jesus says that we need to love them. The very essence of all faith is to trust the gaze. When you go to your place of prayer, don't go in thinking. Don't make it about your feelings, about the words that you say. It's not about what you do. Simply allow love to look at you. Trust he delights in you. Allow yourself to be fully and lovingly seen. Deep calls to deep. So lots of things have been cancelled by the coronavirus, but love is not one of them. No matter how frustrating, confusing, or scary this crisis gets, there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. And our hope is built on the perfect love of Jesus Christ. We've been called to share that love with the world. It's Palm Sunday, and we need to raise our palms to the King, to shout Hosanna from the rooftops, to acknowledge that while we suffer, we also love. And that's exactly what we'll be doing in the coming weeks and months, as we and many people in our communities express love and the need for love. So we'll rise and express God's love, reaching out to every soul, reaching out to each other. So let's get in touch with each other. Let people know how they can best serve you in prayer or in practical support. Get on the phone, get on the church emails. If you're struggling, let's work out how we can be there for each other through these weeks. Let's express exuberance at being together, even when we can't be together. Let's also express our shared lament, which surely reflects God's heart for his people. I am with you today. I love you today. I lament in the suffering and the grief of our loss with you today. I lift you all high in prayer today. Will you walk in my glory and do the same today? And take that in prayer for the folks on your street today and the people at the end of each phone call today, and acknowledge the love we have to share has mighty power to save. Let's wave our palms in unity with the Holy Spirit. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. So the Bride of Christ arises in loving being and loving action. Shall we be together? Stay home and root ourselves in God. Rest in his promises and practice hygiene. Loving action is also taken in our unity at staying at home and raising our clean palms. Even though we're not physically close, our prayer rises in God's great harmony. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eyes on us. He had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. For I am convinced with St. Paul that neither life nor death, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither the height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our Father adores us. Shall we recognise that we are made in love for the purposes of love? Saved thanks to who Jesus Christ is, in all his suffering and his joy. Let's remind ourselves that we are lovely, we are precious, we are delighted in, we are loved. Those powerful words will grow in us, that will bring a new Christ-likeness, that new family that Jesus beckons us into. There is no greater identity than love. Let's raise our palms for that and celebrate our self-giving King as he enters Jerusalem today. Maha reminded us this week on Facebook that I raise an alleluia with everything inside of me. So my melody, my dance, and my smile is a weapon. And Lord, we want to glorify you. Heal us, protect us, restore us to you. Show us how to move by your amazing grace through these home-based days. Come, reclaim, resurge through every part of our homes for your glory, every part of our relationships, every part of our personality for your honour. We lift our palms to you in worship. Let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the Lord of the angel armies be with you. His face shine upon you and give you his mighty peace this week and forevermore. In the precious name of Jesus and by the power and in the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for being with me today. And children and adults too, if you haven't had a chance to complete some artful palm branches or some crosses, then why don't you have a go this afternoon? And maybe we can share some of our artworks on Facebook so we can all share together in the joy of the artful gifts that we have. So have a lovely Palm Sunday, and I'll see you soon.